Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 18, Polokwane and Rustenburg 21.
Not so lekker over at the Gululies interchange. Bedford View N3, a crash near Van Buren Road, and N12 R24 West, very heavy traffic, and that is towards the N3 South at Gululies.
The city of Tshwane is urging residents to use water sparingly as extreme consumption levels may lead to level 2 water restrictions. The city warns that if usage is not reduced, water rationing and increased tariffs could follow. High consuming reservoirs include Acacia Park, The Reeds and Wonderboom. The city urges residents to conserve water to prevent further shortages. Now, at the same time, the DA wants Gauteng's water entities and its municipal leaders to appear before Parliament and account for the failures that have led to the mass water shutoffs across large parts of the province. This is as Rand Water reservoir levels dropped by almost 35% last month. The DA, Stephen Moore, says the province is facing a combination of challenges.
The DA is deeply concerned about these water shutoffs and the lack of action. Water is a basic human right, and residents deserve a reliable and sustainable supply, and the DA will continue to hold the government accountable in ensuring that the water crisis in Gauteng is addressed with the urgency it requires.
The U.S. Embassy in Pretoria has confirmed that it will forward a petition from a group of Afrikaners to U.S. President Donald Trump. Approximately 1,000 people gathered outside the embassy this weekend calling for U.S. intervention in South Africa's Expropriation Act. The government insists no land grabs and no group is targeted, but activist Willem Petzer claims that the law impacts the Afrikaner community.
We thank Donald Trump for the steps he is taking, and we just want to say to America and to the West, despite the foreign policy decisions the South African government had taken in the past, the West does still have a friend here in South Africa. With the support of the West, we can make South Africa great again.
Action SA is opposing My Vote Counts court bid to amend the Party Funding Act. Speaking outside the Western Cape High Court, Action SA's Michael Beaumont said while supporting transparency, the party argues that the organization's proposal is short-sighted and would throttle political funding, especially for smaller parties.
The effect of this is to limit our multi-party democracy and entrench the status quo, where political parties at the top of the pyramid who receive the lion's share of 1.5 billion rand in state funding will continue to exist despite their declining popularity and performance, and new political parties will battle to get their foot in the door to provide South Africans with the political alternatives.
And finally, the price of chocolate is set to rise as cocoa-producing regions, including West Africa and Brazil, struggle with increasing availability. Experts warn that dry conditions worsened by climate change and deforestation threaten cocoa crops and global food security. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings in Afrikaans at 2, or go to jackarandfm.com.
You see, the chocolate thing doesn't bother me, because, you know, I don't eat sweeties.
Alex.
But you know what bothers the living beep out of me? Do you know what is right up there with chocolate in terms of price stijgings? Wereldwijd.
Olive oil prices.
Coffee beans. Coffee beans? What?
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.